Today is Thursday, October 14th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Myrna Brown.
And I'm Paul Butler.
4, command engine start. 2, 1.
After a 24-hour delay, Blue Origin launched 4 more people into space yesterday, including 90-year-old actor William Shatner. He's best known for his role as Captain Kirk on the original Star Trek series.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yesterday's 10-minute flight made Shatner the oldest person to fly in space. In an interview with CNN before the flight, Shatner hinted that he's uncomfortable with the title of astronaut, but says that if he has to be one, make sure it's with a small A.
And capsule touchdown, welcome back, the newest astronauts.
After the capsule touched down in the Texas desert Wednesday morning, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos stuck his head in the open hatch and congratulated the 4 newest astronauts. Shatner appeared a little wobbly as he disembarked a minute or so later. And while the others celebrated with family and friends, Shatner pulled Bezos aside and tried to explain exactly what the experience meant to him. Audio here from the Blue Origin launch webcast.
Everybody needs to see.
At first, Bezos appeared kind of trapped. Behind him, the rest of the crew and the support staff popped champagne bottles and whooped it up. In front of him, a beloved celebrity, unable to contain his emotions. But to Bezos' credit, he soon relaxed and just let Shatner talk.
Now, in the days leading up to the launch, the man who played the fictional space captain appeared cool and collected, but admitted he was nervous. It turns out the most nerve-wracking part of the flight was sitting on the launch pad.
One delay after another delay, we're lying there thinking, yeah, I'm a little jittery here. And, oh, there's something in the engine. They found an anomaly in the engine. We're going to hold a little longer. Oh, you're going to hold a little longer. And I feel this, you know, the stomach. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm thinking I'm a little nervous here. Another delay, I'm a little more nervous. And then the thing starts.
As Shatner reflected on the short flight, he was overwhelmed with the enormity of space and the smallness of the Earth.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about them. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary, extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death. I don't know. I can't even begin to express what I would love to do is to communicate as much as possible the jeopardy, the moment you see how the vulnerability of everything. It's so small. This air which is keeping us alive is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. It's negligible. This air, Mars doesn't have it. And when you think we carbon dioxide change to oxygen, and what is it, 20% of some of that level that sustains our life? It's so thin. Mm-hmm.
And you shoot through, what you were saying about shooting through it so fast.
So quickly, 50 miles.
And then you're just in blackness.
You're in death.
Yeah.
The moment.
This is life.
This is life, and that's death. And it's in an instant, you go, wow, that's death. That's what I saw.
That's amazing.
This experience is something unbelievable.
While William Shatner may struggle for words, the psalmist says it well in Psalm 8. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, and the stars which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. God.